everything sounds. Blah.
That was a lot of sounds.
That was my intro to the intro.
All right. Done. Cut.
Ignition sequence start. 5.
Everything.
3. Everything.
Sounds.
Sounds.
This is Everything Sounds.
Okay. And marker.
I'm Craig Shank.
I'm George Drake Jr.
And this is Everything Sounds.
Everything Sounds. This is a bit of an introductory podcast where we're gauging the water, seeing if we're just going to dive head first or if we're going to ease ourselves in.
And we're going to do something a little bit unusual. Might be the first time that you've ever heard our voices or heard about who we are, but we're going to ask you to stop listening for just a second.
Hit pause. Not now, but in a second.
The reason why we want you to do this, it's an exercise. It's got something to do with the show. Now, whether you're listening in the car, at the gym, or maybe just somewhere around the house, just turn off the show and listen to all of the sounds around you. Even if you think the room is silent.
It's not. It's not actually silent.
You might hear something that you didn't expect.
There's something there.
Give it a try.
We'll sit here and wait.
Now. If you're actually still here, hopefully you heard the kind of thing that we're going to try to highlight on this show.
Which is essentially silence.
But not.
But not silence. But it's silence to you, because maybe you don't hear it. The name Everything Sounds is actually shortened from a quote. The BBC, in one of their radio drama studios, they used to have a balcony where people could go and view the recordings being done. And so the players were down on the floor, audience was up on the balcony, and the players would look up and they'd see the audience, and on the panel in front of the audience was a quote that only they could see. And it said, "Everything sounds, even silence." And so that's what we're trying to achieve. We're trying to show that everything does, in fact, sound. And we will try to find sound in everything that maybe you don't even know exists. To cut up the segments, we'll just do some glitchy shit. And we'll have like some little banter, whatever. And then we'll go into another segment. It'll be great. And we'll have like the robot voice going like, whatever. I don't know.
Whatever I don't know.
I'm not sure this idea is as good as you think it is.
I'm pretty sure it's brilliant.
All right.
Craig. Marker. Craig, I think the thing we need to answer is, why is sound so important to us?
I think the reason why sound is so important to both of us actually starts with music. I think that's a good entryway for most people. And for me, it kind of begins with playing the drums. I got a drum set when I was in middle school. In learning how to play, I started listening to my favorite drummers and what they were doing in each song. And that also led me to listen to what the other musicians were doing in the songs. How the bass player and the drummer interacted, guitar and bass, vocals, all of it. And over time, you begin to get an appreciation for how all of these distinct individual parts come together to create the whole.
Well, there's got to be one that stands out.
I think for me, that would probably be the song So What on Miles Davis's Kind of Blue album. It starts out by going, ba-da, 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 da. And then it goes, ba-da. And then, ba-da, 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 da. Then another, ba-da.
So what specifically about that, though?
What I like about that is the intro of the song. You can hear the bass line kind of walking, and then you hear a couple of horns jump in, and then you hear Miles on his solo with the other instruments joining in, backing him up. So it's that idea of being able to hear a few distinct elements, and then it turns into a larger whole.
For me, sound was always something that defined parts of my life. When I was younger, I made a lot of trips to and from Chicago O'Hare International Airport, and that's where one of the sound effects really takes place.
In the airport?
No, not in the airport.
Like on the plane?
It's not on the plane.
All right.
It's when you're driving up to the airport. And when you first enter the O'Hare premises, it does a little bit of a jog. It goes right, goes back left. And before it goes back left, there are four rumble strips, evenly spaced out, telling you, slow down, terminals are coming up, slow down, you're going to have to take a left turn. And there's just something that I always remember, because whenever we'd get on the highway, I'd always ask my dad, Dad, are we on the highway yet? He'd say, yes, we are. And I'd fall asleep. And then once we get to those, and the first rumble would happen, I'd wake up, and I'd know we were there. And it's one sound I really like, because it starts off short, because you're going a bit fast. So it goes, brrr, and then it gets slower, because you're slowing down. It goes, brrr, brrr, and then finally you get to the last one, it's just, brrr, and it's just really one of those sounds that defined my childhood. I'm
When did he turn into a sea monster?
He turned into a sea lion, actually.
I think the blooper reel would be better than any show we could actually do.
Okay, marker number two. I guess we kind of have to condense what everything sounds is
right
into something else. So what is it?
It's about sounds that make up every part of our life. I think everything from art, science, environment, music,
education, culture.
It's all going to find a way into this show and hopefully expose people to new ways of thinking about sound and new ways of enjoying it in their everyday lives.
And not every show is going to be us just talking about childhood favorite sounds, how it impacted our lives, this and that. This is just the first episode to get the ball rolling. The next, whatever we have in store in the future, is going to be much more in depth about certain topics. That's a promise. You can hold us to that promise.
It's not going to be a show about two particular people and their experience with sound. It's going to be our opportunity to allow you to have your own journey with sound in the way that we have in the past.
I think that about sums it up. That's good.
All right.
Mark it again.
This has been Everything Sounds. Find out more about the podcast at everythingsounds.org. Connect with Everything Sounds on Facebook and also on Twitter.